Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green, Kentucky, Mr. Tim Easton.
Thank you so much. My traveling days were through. Yeah, when I first met you, I thought my traveling days were through. It turns out I was just getting started on my traveling days with you. I went to bed last night, I thought my traveling days were through. I went to bed last night, I thought my traveling days must be through. It turns out I was just getting started on my traveling days with you. Travel on, rider, sing me the news. Pay a little bit of those travelers dues. Travel on, rider, sing me the news. Welcome back to your traveling days. When the sun came up, I thought my traveling days were through. When the sun came up, I thought my traveling days must be through. It turns out I was just getting started on my traveling days with you. Welcome back, traveler, sing me the news. Pay a little bit of those traveler's dues. Welcome back, sing me the news. Welcome back, back to your traveling. Welcome back to your traveling days. Welcome back to your traveling days. Welcome back. Welcome back to your traveling days. Welcome back to your traveling days. Welcome back. All right, everything's working. Good to see you, Kane Tuck. I'm going to start out here. Second song is going to be something that I got from a little eavesdrop conversation. Listening to a couple getting in a fight at the bus stop in East Nashville, Tennessee. And mostly I just wrote down what she was screaming at him. Co-write. Primarily, she was just screaming two words. Don't lie. Which makes this a great kid song, too. Somebody was fighting. One last question I ask of you. Tell me why you do the things that you do. And don't lie. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. Don't lie to me. It's gonna come back on you. Stepped out just to fetch the news. You come home with a $2 bruise. Told me last week that you went and kicked it. But every day you're getting sicker and sicker. Don't lie. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. Don't lie to me. It's gonna come back on you.
Well, I know, because I made the mistake of making up a word when there's something at stake. No good reason to ever do it, holding up a wall, but anyone can see through it. Everything you do, everything you say, every little stupid game you try to play, every waking hour, and even in your dreams, you try to make things that they don't seem to be. Don't lie to me. Don't lie. Don't lie to me. It's gonna come back on you. Oh, I know, because I made the mistake of making up words when there's something at stake. No good reason to ever do it, holding up a wall, but anyone can see through it. Everything you do, everything you say, every little stupid game you try to play, every waking hour, and even in your dreams, you try to make things that they don't seem to be. Don't lie, don't lie to me. Don't lie, don't lie to me. Don't lie, babe. Don't lie to me. It's gonna come back on. It's gonna come back on. It's gonna come back on you.
Thank you so much. I want to play a tune that that I started in Okemah, Oklahoma, the birthplace of Woody Guthrie. And big shout out to Miss Beth Bombara for playing those beautiful songs and singing a Woody tune. And well, this tune is for all the songwriters whose paths I've crossed. I do love meeting them and talking with them and traveling this country and, well, all around the world, really. And occasionally we get one that comes to the fire and sings a song, and they sing a song, they blow your mind, and then disappear into the night. You never see them again. And this is for all those, the many of those that I've crossed paths with. Starting in Okemah, Oklahoma, out in a parking lot. And then I finished this up in Kansas City at this thing called the Folk Alliance. This is a song called Burning Star. In the parking lot, it was 3 a.m. The bar doors were all locked. A bottle was passed with an old guitar, and you conjured the sound of a burning star. Burning star, burning star, the night sky spits fire wherever you are, and wherever you are is another place you'll never be again. We can all see hell dancing in your eyes as you're crossing the pond, tossing out your line. Might reel one in, but you'll never get far, only warm by the embers of a burning star. Burning star, burning star, scattering ashes over battle scars. And wherever you are is another place you'll never be again.
listening to you now in this hotel room. You're singing two girls of some lonesome tune. I only see a shadow of who you really are. Just ash and smoke signals from a still burning star. Burning star. Burning star. The night sky spits fire wherever you are. Burning star. Burning star. Scattering ashes over. And wherever you are, there you go. And wherever you go, there you are. And wherever you go is another place you'll never be again.
Anybody out here got a black dog? I had a black dog once. A big bear hunting Akita. And that dog should not have lived out in the high desert. But there she was. And, well, let's just say that it was a great, great guard dog. If you'd come along to rob my house, and you saw that dog's face through the window, you would just move to the next house. One day she got to wandering around in the heat of the summer in Joshua Tree, California, and I wrote this tune. It's called Black Dog. We're standing in the doorway now, wondering how Black Dog got out. She could only hear her name. Black Dog might come back again. Black Dog, won't you come around? Black Dog, won't you lay yourself down? She can run, she can play. Black Dog likes to get away. She can bark, she can bite. Black Dog keeps you up at night. Neighbors are getting tired. Black Dog is in their yard. Mend your fence a time or two before you have to start anew. Black Dog, won't you come around? Black Dog, won't you lay yourself down? Mm-hmm.
dog will run again, 'cause she's not listening. Sun is setting on her day. Black dogs wandered far away. Oh, I wanna see your face when we put black dog in place. You say it can't be done, but tomorrow won't be long. Black dog, won't you, yeah, come around? Black dog, won't you lay yourself down? Black dog, when will you, hey, come around? Black dog, when will you lay yourself down?
Good to hang out with you again, Bowling Green, and the Southern Kentucky region. Anybody here from the old Mammoth Cave area? We got good. You know, my first trip to Mammoth Cave. See, I grew up a little bit in the Buckeye State, just in the north there, and so I'm passing through the Commonwealth all the time on my way back to where I live now in the Volunteer State, and getting along, a lot of songwriting done. Right on this highway. It's just the way I work. And my dad's still up in Akron. And so I visit him up there. And my first trip to, I gotta say, I was like just curious because down in Nashville, they've opened up this thing. I don't know if you guys have heard about this stuff. It's like a bar you go to where you can throw hatchets at the wall. You pay money to get axes and throw them at targets. And my first time to Mammoth Cave, that's just what we were doing at night. That's just what you did at the party. There was an axe throwing event. I'll never forget it. And because when you get around the axes and drunk people, and not that everybody was drunk, maybe I was drunk, but fingers and axes and alcohol. Get a little nervous. Those things, like, they stay in your memory for a while. But now you can pay money and do that. And I'm thinking, well, why don't you just buy an axe? Maybe a hatchet, too. Go up to Mammoth Cave. This is a tune that... this is the first song on my new album. And it's called The Old New Straitsville Blues. New Straitsville is a small town in the cool part of Ohio, down in the southeast part, down in the beginning of Appalachia there. And I went to that town. I found out there was a moonshine festival there and also kind of an infamous coal mining strike where the miners gathered in a cave on the outskirts of town and unionized. And they also drank a bunch of moonshine and set the mine on fire. And it still burns to this day. I mean, look it up on your pocket oracles, those of you at home, those of you driving around, don't do it yet, don't talk to your phone that way, just figure it out. But New Straitsville, coal fire, it's still burning. Now, I went up into the cave with the guitar in this lead belly tuning to try to write a song, like a classic Americana coal mining song. And I realized I don't know a damn thing about coal mining. But I got this black shovel here, this guitar, and I'll just write a song about something I'm still learning about. That's myself. This is called the old new Straitsville Blues.
Road with smoke coming out of there, and the man at the station says I might be broke down for good. The corn was high, so was I, between the smoke and the shine and the pills. I put my thumb out on Route 33 for a ride through the Hawking Hills. But I get tired of these hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old new Straitsville Blues. I circled back to Circleville to find me a girl or two. One of them wouldn't jump out of the fire, and I knew what I had to do. I put my knee down on the frozen ground, and I stole that girl from town. Nobody cares to see my face when I come back around. And I get tired of these hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old new Straitsville, old new Straitsville Blues. So many miles behind me, how many more to go? Last night somebody offered the jug. I said, no son, I've had enough. I've had enough of these hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old new Straitsville Blues. Yes, I've had enough of your hard times, paying the traveler's dues. I'm gonna settle down in a southern town with the old Straitsville, old new Straitsville Blues.
I'd like to thank my brothers for playing all those Doc Watson records for me. Thank you. The new record is just me and this guitar and a little bit of foot stomping and a little bit of harmonica playing. Got zero hat. This album's got zero hat in it. It's working the harmonica and the hat is a whole new thing they don't teach you in the troubadour school. You know, it's like a circus thing. But I basically was living over in Paris. I was a street musician for about 7 years on and off over in Europe. And at one point, this band called The Grateful Dead came through town where I was living in Paris. And I didn't go to the show, but I slept as many hippies on the floor of my apartment as I could. And quite a few. One of them woke up in the morning and said, "Does that guitar have a name?" I said, "Nope." He said, "Paco." He named my guitar Paco. And it stuck. So this is Paco here. And I've had it now for about 30 years. I've been playing and traveling the world with this guitar, writing a lot of songs on it. And this tune right here is something that I kind of pulled a full Woody Guthrie, and that's you just take an old folk song and write your own words to it. Now, Woody would do it, and he would not even bother to change the melody, you know. He would just write write his words into an old melody and use a Carter Family song or something like that. And I teach this songwriting workshop thing up in Alaska. It's called the Campfire Propaganda Songwriting Workshop. And you can't really teach songwriting, but you can hang out with your friends, go fishing, set some stuff on fire, play some guitars, and maybe pull out a mandolin and get some work done, maybe write a song. But if I had to teach one thing, it would be to take an old folk song and write your own words to it. And that's what I did with this tune. I wrote this walking around in the hills in White's Creek, Tennessee, where I live. It's called Broken Hearted Man. Soaking wet. I wandered and I wondered, and I ain't stopped walking yet. I'm a broken-hearted man. Broken-hearted man has no one left to blame. Broken-hearted man still calls out your name. Darling heartbreaker, how do you sleep at night? Darling heartbreaker, how do you sleep at night? I'm praying for your happiness. We all pick the poison that helps us to sleep tight. Sleep tight. I'm a broken-hearted man. Broken-hearted man has no one left to blame. Broken-hearted man hangs his head in shame, in shame. Your trail on the darkest night, and it brought me to my knees. I lost your trail on the darkest night, and it brought me to my knees. I'm a praying for your happiness so I can find some peace. I'm a broken-hearted man. Broken-hearted man has no one left to blame. Broken-hearted man hangs his head in shame. Broken-hearted man still calls out your name, your name. Walk way up high on the highest hill for to ease my mind. Thank you. All right. Yeah, I got four older brothers and two older sisters, so that is a way of saying that I had a lot of vinyl records to crawl around on as a kid, and was babysat, you know, with those records, and now both Beth and I, as traveling songwriters, cart around the vinyl, and it doesn't do too well in the car in the summer, I'll tell you that right now. So, but I just, you know, I'm just 30 minutes, 45 minutes up the road, so this is some fresh vinyl I've carried up here. And if you're in the mood and you got a record player, let us know. This record that I made with just this guitar was made directly to vinyl, so kind of like classic old school, and, you know, quickly and one take at a time, and to direct to lacquer. And then, of course, we got the, you know, the old-fashioned digital variety. If you're in the mood for that kind of thing, because, you know, the records are hard to play in the car. I'm going to play a Woody song now. It's that time when Woody Guthrie songs are played every day, everywhere I go, by somebody. So it's time to recall which ones that stuck in your head the most. And this one, for me, the thing about Woody is that I got about 100 published songs out there right now. If you go to timeaston.com, you can find them. And, you know, versions of me doing them with just the guitar and with a rock and roll band or with a folk band. Woody's got like 1,000 songs out there, and they're still finding more. And the thing about his tunes is they often hang in there generation through generation. I was born down in the town of Newport News. The more I gamble, the more I lose. From Baltimore to Washington, old Baltimore to Washington. From Baltimore to Washington, from Baltimore to Washington. I guess they got troubles too. The police know my name all up and down the line. They don't know the trouble on my mind. I guess they got troubles too. I guess they got troubles too. I guess they got troubles too. I guess the police got their troubles too. From Baltimore to Washington. They don't know the trouble on my mind. I guess they got troubles too. I guess they got troubles too. I guess they got troubles too. I guess the hobos got their troubles too. From Baltimore to Washington. Old Baltimore to Washington. From Baltimore to Washington. From Baltimore to Washington, I guess they got troubles too. I was born down in the town of Newport News. The more I gamble, the more I lose. From Baltimore to Washington, from Baltimore to Washington, from Baltimore to Washington. Thank you, Woody. Yes, Woody. Yeah, Woody Guthrie and a lot of my friends have been discussing recently that when we picked up the guitar, We did not put our First Amendment rights down. And it's just kind of a common sense thing, the way where I'm standing. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and bark too many things, really. I have this common sense thing that I wrote that is called Don't Spectate, Participate. And I'm just trying to get you to get out and vote for your local dog catcher and participate in your community activities. And I want to thank this radio station and everybody that's listening out there for reaching out a hand to help your community be a better place. And also, yeah. And talking that one lazy friend who's not going to vote, maybe you could persuade. We each got that one buddy or one family member who's just like, just come on out with us and let's do this, you know? And I'm not telling you who to vote for. I really want to accept things for what they are, and I know that's kind of a dreamer thing, but basically I want everybody to participate like I was taught to do by my mother and father. I wrote this tune years ago. When I was a street musician, I participated in a march, and the march was to raise awareness for a guy that was in prison, and that man's name was Nelson Mandela, and he was in prison at the time, and we marched through the town of London, and then we went to a rock show featuring crazy cats like Boy George and Sting and Big Audio Dynamite, and I think Billy Bragg was there, and it was a big rock show, and I found out who Nelson Mandela was at that time, in prison. Right. And along the way, a man with a sharp green mohawk screamed at me, "Don't spectate, participate." And I filed that away into the troubadour mind, and I wrote this song for you right now. It goes like this. And to use our voices, cast our votes. But half of us, we'll just look on while the others try to fix what's wrong. Don't spectate, participate. If you don't give a damn and you're nothing to say, well, if you won't give a damn, it's a damn shame. And if I hear another citizen say, this election won't affect me either way, well, my selfish friend, that may be true, but there's a few more people in this world besides you. Don't spectate, participate. If you don't give a damn and you're nothing to say, well, if you won't give a damn, it's a damn shame. If I hear another coward say, if that one side wins, well, I'm moving away. Well, do us a favor, get the hell out now. This land was never your land anyhow. You can spectate while we participate. If you don't give a damn and you're nothing to say, if you won't give a damn, it's a damn shame. And if I hear about another regulation that prevents anybody from participation, well, I say to you, as you try to turn back time, you know a lot of folks died so we could have this right. Don't spectate, participate. If you don't give a damn and you're nothing to say, well, if you won't give a damn, it's a damn shame. Well, you might give a damn as you're fading away. You won't give a damn, it's a damn shame.
Thank you.
I guess it just felt like that song needed a harmonica at the end, even though that was the wrong harmonica to have in there at the end. It's just like, it had that harmonica feeling, like running down to the protest, you know, you can really bang your teeth with these things on. You gotta watch out with the harness on there. You gotta be careful. You pull out your beard hairs. It's painful stuff. But you know what's not painful is a little participation. Very easy. So I appreciate you guys participating by coming down here tonight on a school night and participating in the show. I'm going to sing a love song now that is strictly about love. And, well, it's a song of mine that people ask me to come and sing it at their wedding from time to time. I know what you're thinking. You're like, really? People invite you to come to their wedding and sing songs with the whole family. Yep, yes, they do. So I can't see you guys. You're feeling fairly married to me right now. This is a public ceremony. But if you you know, you want to renew your vows or something, you want to have a house concert, I myself am passing through the Commonwealth all the time, and I would like nothing better than to come and hang out at your renewal picnic and sing songs for you. That's what I do. That's what I do. Thank you. All right, I got some more work. I like it. I'm of the traveling age now where I just don't feel like I could possibly say anything wrong. We'll see about that. This is called Next to You. Let me be next to you. I want to understand. Let me be next to you. And then we can watch the band. Let me be next to you under your ceiling fan. I can hear every song better when I'm next to you. Please don't pull all of them stops out on me when you think you've been cheated. I know I've laid some bad things down before. I heard the sound of your voice, and you drowned out all the noise I'd made till now. Maybe next to you, I want to understand. Let me be next to you, then we can watch the band. Let me be next to you, yeah, under your ceiling fan. But I can hear every note better when I'm next to you. Ceiling fan, but I can hear every song
under your ceiling fan. I can hear everything better when I'm next to you. Yeah, yeah. Well, let me be next to you.
Play something that I've not been playing this much on the road. This year has been 80 shows so far with 30 more to go. I'm going to head over to Bristol, Virginia tomorrow and then over to Europe for a little bit. And this is a tune that I don't know if you songwriters out there, I know there's a few listening, and oftentimes something just comes to someone that says one expression, and you're off and running. And that's exactly where this tune came from. And I was really fortunate to be able to record this with Miss Lucinda Williams, one of my great teachers in songwriting. And this is a song called Back to the Pain.
You're cheating on yourself with some strangers again. You can talk all about nothing until the bells all ring. I've watched you fall in love with anyone who would talk to you and ignore that record skipping until the night is through. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go back there. Baby, don't your daughter just because she was born, and you can't trust yourself with your best friend's man. You went home with the bar back cause he called you by a different name. Now you're underneath the gun rack and everything's the same again. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go. Baby, don't you go back to the pain. You always wanted just to show him off until your face curled like a fist. Now you can't even tell him off. Anyway, he never listened. You could hear your own heart beating. Baby, you should just listen to yourself. Now the light is barely shining. You try hard not to shut it out. You'll do whatever it takes to keep both feet on the ground. Nobody's coming back. And when the night is young, don't you go. Baby, don't you go back there. Baby, don't you go back to
Thank you so much. All right.
I'm going to play another version of a love song. And this is something that comes out of,
well, I
definitely purloined the sentiment from this, from the great John Prine. And yeah, Kentucky's own. A man who's out there right now, rambling around, singing songs. How lucky we to be on the earth at the same time as this guy. And he's still standing up when he plays. So I want to sit down so I can pick a little. But if John Prine is still on his feet, then I will stay standing up. He had this notion about moving out in the country and blowing up your TV. Yeah. Now, I borrowed that sentiment for a thing that I wrote quite a few years ago, actually. I like how songs come back into the set list. This one is called The News Blackout.
Scarlet was kissing me. Yeah. When a one man can't vote, 'cause he can't get his foot in the door. When a one woman can't vote, 'cause she can't get her foot in the door. I won't carry on working for you liars and cheaters, playboys and playgirls, woo, misleaders anymore. Flowers on the kitchen table, the TV's in the trash. Flowers on the kitchen table, newspapers in the trash. Sweetheart, sweetheart, please, please take my hand. Started as a protest song, is really a love song, 'cause all the best protest songs are really love songs. Thank you so much. I'm gonna wrap this radio broadcast up with a tune that I was counting through my songs, and I noticed I've got 4 songs that have Kentucky in it. 4 songs. And this would be the very first one I wrote that had Kentucky in it. I used to say that this was the unfortunately true story about a close personal friend of mine. And then I wrote a song called Don't Lie. And And then I decided to say, okay, yeah, this is about me. And it starts off in the Buckeye State. It ends up in the Volunteer State, but it does spend one evening in the Lexington Jail. This is fun hanging out with you guys. I'm a free man. Well, I don't have two nickels put in your cup, and I don't have $10 just so you can fix up. I'm a traveler myself. I don't appreciate your empty gas tank line. Well, I get back home tomorrow, or maybe just stay around here and die. Well, I might have a true love, I'm just looking for a roof. I never lasted in a lot of her. I might not tell the truth to you, I guess the truth about my home is it is just easier to lie. Home is where I make her bed, or maybe where I just lay down and die. See some friends down Kentucky way. Spent the night getting sober in the Lexington jail, and when they let me go, I just stood with my hands to the sky. I'll be in Tennessee tomorrow, or maybe just stay around here and cry. Yeah. Well, I don't have two nickels to put in your cup, and I don't have $10 just so you fix up. I'm a traveler myself. I don't appreciate your empty gas tank lines. Well, I get back home tomorrow, maybe just stay around and die. I said I get back home tomorrow, maybe just stay around here and die. Yeah. The moral to the story is I didn't hurt anybody, and you got this song out of it right here. The Lexington Jail. All right. Sweet hanging out with you.